I very quickly learned how important it was for us to know about a person's background, especially when they've been through major stresses and trauma in their lives. Jim came to our home from hospital quite suddenly. We didn't know anything about him other than he'd been in hospital with an infection and the hospital needed to find somewhere for him to be discharged to. We couldn't get hold of any of his family as they were travelling back from Australia where his daughter now lived. We tried to help him settle in, but he seemed very unhappy, and then at tea time, he exploded into a rage, knocking the teacup out of our hands and becoming very upset. I had heard about sundowning and always noticed that some of our residents would become a bit unsettled early evening, but his reaction was quite violent, thrashing out and shouting at us. We felt helpless and we were a bit scared. No one wanted to go anywhere near him. It happened at other times of the day too. After a couple of days, his daughter arrived and sat down with us and told us Jim's heartbreaking story. He'd been a prisoner of war in the Far East on a tea plantation, where he'd been tortured, starved, and watched his friends and army colleagues die. Somehow he survived, and when the camps were liberated, he came home. He vowed never ever to drink tea again in his life. That's all the family knew of his experience, as he never spoke of it again. There had always been a sadness around him, his daughter told us. Offering him a cup of tea at tea time and throughout the day triggered very painful memories where he'd been enslaved. And as he was in a new place, we think he might have started feeling imprisoned again. It all made sense once we knew. It took a while for Jim to settle in and trust us. We focused on other positive parts of his life, as he'd also been a keen footballer, so with the help of his daughter, we managed to find old football collector's cards and other memorabilia from his favourite team. We respected that he would often want to be alone, and we did not want to ever make him feel those feelings that he had during the war again. And we never ever offered him a cup of tea again, and we wrote this into his care plan.